podcasting right now. I'm going to stop doing that. Thank you guys for sticking around here on the show. Why are you sticking around? It just started. I'm Akeem. My co-host is Brian. He's right directly across with the Kermit Frog microphone. How are you, man?
I'm wonderful. It's Kermit. I like a Kermit Frog mic.
Yeah, you got the Kermy Kerm going on over there, man. Big Kerm. Can I call you Big Kerm?
Whatever.
You know Big Perm from Friday?
Yes, I do.
In the movie Friday? Z-Bo was in it.
Debo.
Hey,
no, it's Debo.
Debo?
Yeah.
Dio.
Wasn't Dio.
Devo?
Wasn't Devo.
It was a Diva.
It was Debo.
Our guest today, Brian, is a guy who's been on this show numerous times. One of my favorite guests because he knows how to make me laugh when I actually talk to him. David Himmo is here.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind.
I have to be because I like you.
It's so nice to be here again. Oh, I like you. That's why I keep coming back.
Yes. You know, I think this is the first time you're on during the new iteration of this whole thing that we do.
You said that last time.
No, really?
Yeah. I think.
This cannot be true.
What's the new iteration?
The new iteration is, it's 60 minutes. We do it for 60 minutes.
Tick, 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 tick.
As opposed to what?
We used to do it for 2 hours, remember?
We have Andy Rooney.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Andy Rooney comes
Andy
on.
Andy Rooney.
What's in my
He's
dad?
Not alive anymore, dude.
Why are light bulbs?
You can't make your...
In my day, light bulbs were... I was about to steal Brian's joke. Stop myself right
You
there.
Added something, though. You said in my day.
No,
so you're
no
make
he
it
said the
own.
Exact same thing.
Yeah, Andy Rooney would be at the end of every 60 minutes and give his little Rooney commentary.
Yeah, we all know
Why don't
this.
We have and shoes?
Then, yeah.
That was my favorite one where he had his shoes like 20 pair
table.
Lined up on the desk. Yeah.
Sometimes he would be like, I have a desk. Let's explore it. And he'd like look in his desk and he's like, I have a scissor.
You know, he has an extenuated version of that on the internet. He used to have his own YouTube channel. He's got about like 59,000 subscribers to it, and it's him.
It's awesome.
It's just a extended version of the 60-minute thing. Where
he's a
just
World
like,
War II vet. He's a hero.
Which is an important thing. He was also a celebrity. Don't forget about that.
yeah, forget not, saving yeah. America from
not
the
only
Nazis.
Did he save the world
but
from
he was
fascists.
But he gets coffee just like us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also he was on 60 Minutes, and then Charles Grodin took over for him, yeah. who wasn't on the beaches of Normandy, but was in Midnight Run.
So we got a big show ahead of you guys today. There's a lot of things I want to address with the Him cast. We're going to call this the Him cast because we got David Himmel on the show.
Hey, nice.
Really quick.
What's going on?
You here? Have a new puppet named Trent that you won. Is Trent falling apart now?
What are you talking about?
His arm.
What's wrong with it?
It looks like there's yarn. Oh, that's the shaman necklace.
Yeah.
That you gave him, the tiki thing. That's what Greg Brady found in Hawaii.
That thing was bad.
That's
luck.
In the very beginning of The Exorcist when they unearth the little statue of. I forget the Exorcist.
Yeah, if you guys want to know what puppet Brian's talking about, go back to the previous episode with Marie Curiosity, a burlesque dancer. We actually explore the origin of this puppet and why it exists in the studio. I'm actually going to change his name from Trent. I don't like that name. It sounds too eerie. You
know. Trent?
Trent.
Yeah.
Trent is a terrifying name.
Okay, now let's sit back, relax, and think about this for a second, okay? So if you had an animal, a bunny, let's say you had a bunny that, as a kid, what would be the first name you would name it? It wouldn't be
Scott.
Trent.
Scott.
Terrence.
So really?
Scott the bunny.
I'll call you Richard.
No.
I would call my bunny Richard.
I'd call it Scott.
No, you wouldn't.
Looks like, I don't know. It depends. What does it look
like? You would
like?
Call it like Fluffy Pants or something like that.
I'm not a girl.
I would.
That's what a girl would call her.
I would
bunny.
Give it one of the names of the Boston Marathon bombers just so I could figure out how to
kid?
Pronounce it. Yeah. Because it would be, because like, no one would be able to pronounce it except me.
I wonder why, like, when these bad things happen, it's unfortunate these terrorists that, you know, have these hard names to pronounce.
It's unfortunate.
Why news organizations want to be the first ones to break the story? Because if it was me, I would let someone else break it just so I can hear how they're saying the name so I don't screw it up the first time around. Like, no, let Fox have it. I want to hear how they say it because I'm not sure. What is this? Tzatziki?
Tazamarack? Teabags?
What is this?
Testy sack?
Muhammad Akkal. I don't, what?
I did
Kalonic?
Like, I did
what did
like,
NPR call it? Okay.
I like watching them talking about him because the anchors are saying it and they give the dramatic thing with such authority and they're like, and the bombing suspects, and then there's a pause, mm-hmm. a small pause, and in his head they're like.
Sound it out.
Oh, shit. They're like, tis. It's like the kid in like third grade who thinks it's Island instead of Island.
Oh, that kid sucks.
Island?
Idiot.
Or the kid that would say Chile.
Or Illinois.
Even though that's the correct way to pronounce it, but everyone in the class would laugh. Like, oh, you stupid, man. You said Chile. It's Chile.
It's, yeah,
isn't it Chile?
Yeah, it's Chile.
In America, it is. And unless you're annoying, like, they're like, oh.
Unless you're like Kanye West.
They're like, oh, no. Paris. It's Paris. Yeah, Paris.
He says that. Can you believe that? I heard him.
Of course.
He was
having.
I saw a documentary.
Instead of what, Paris?
He said Paris. Yeah. Paris. There was a documentary with him talking to Jay-Z. The most obnoxious conversation I've ever seen between two black men. He's like, yeah, man, so you ready to go to Paris? Yeah.
What could they possibly always talk about aside from, guess what watch I got? And then they're just like, bam. And it's like the Jaws scene where they're both showing off their scars and trying to one-up each other. And Jay-Z just got like nine watches until like the first time he sort of rolls his sleeve up and it's just the one watch.
Right.
And Kanye's like, I got that beat. And he rolls his sleeve, and they just keep doing that.
I got 16, right? Yeah.
And it's like the 1986 Swatch ads.
Yeah. Yes.
What time is it? Where do you want to know?
Around their ankles.
Where do you want to know? My belly?
And he's like, Kanye is like, check this shit out. And he just pulls up his sleeve the entire thing, and his arm is one big watch.
Yeah. Robotic watch.
Yeah. It's got the mechanical, it's like the old school. It's a steampunk
arm. And they're all just
arm.
Trying to be Flavor Flav.
Pretty a better version of them.
I know.
Now he's not so. But.
Flavor Flav is like, he looks like an African American version of Mum Ra. Have you seen him recently?
He doesn't like Mum Ra.
He looks like, in the Flavor Flav roast.
He pretty much does.
He looks exactly like Mum Ra.
In the Flavor Flav roast, somebody said something like, he looks like he's wearing a full scuba gear and a mask.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It's not a racist thing. He just that's
no,
just
it's a racist thing. It's he's like borderline blurple.
Yeah. He looks like he looks like a bad drawing of Lenny from The Simpsons. No,
he looks like a hot dog.
Or no, Carl Carlson, I'm sorry.
He looks like a weenie that was on the grill too long and then got like black and shriveled.
He's a worm that had been left that didn't get back to the grass in time after a hard rain. He's stuck on the sidewalk dried
up. He is a worm, the 4th of July worms that you throw on the ground and then they make themselves into worms. That was where Chuck D found him. And then he was like, hey, there's a clock. Now say, yeah, boy. And now we're going to fight the power.
Flavor Flav looks like a Flavor Ice sickle. The purple kind. No,
we don't like. I don't know why purple.
Remember the Flavor Ice? No one remembers these things. No one remembers Flavor Ice.
I know, but how is that? How does Flav look like purple?
That's him.
But where's that? Look
but
purple.
Flavor Ice looks delicious. That's Flavor Flav looks like something I'm going to push out of my back end.
Okay, he's a poop flavored. Flavor Ice. That's totally him. He's a Flavor Ice. We're looking at pictures of Flavor Ice.
Why is he purple? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hey, look at how dark his skin is, man. He looks like a purple Merple. Oh, look at this guy.
That's Ozzy Osbourne.
No, that's actually Geddy Lee. For some reason, they have Ice Cube, Flavor Flav.
They have Ice Cube
Geddy
wearing
Lee.
A Walgreens shirt. What is going on with that?
They have a new sponsor.
It's a giant Walgreens W. If you're listening in other places, Walgreens is our Dwayne Reed. But it is what they call it, Walgreens here. Flavor Flav has a clock, obviously. It looks like a new clock.
And a huge medallion clock.
And it's not quite right. Look at that.
It's
the minute hand is right on 12, but the hour hand is slightly shy of 6.
Oh, but there's a reason why he's... Ah, shit. I forget why he says he always puts his clock at
we could easily
6
wiki
because
it.
It's up and down because he's always on time or something.
I'm always on time. Yeah, boy. I'm retarded.
Vanilla Ice versus Flavor Flav.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna kick Vanilla Ice's ass. Yeah, boy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, man, that's how I laugh. Yeah, that's right, man.
No, this is a terror. That sounds nothing.
Yes, it does. He's a Looney Tune character. That's how he sounds. He sounds
like
a Looney Tune character.
I see.
I see what? time is it?
Foghorn Flav.
Flavehorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. Foghorn Leghorn, right?
Flavehorn.
Flavehorn
Leghorn.
Flav.
My legs are made out of horn, son.
Yeah. Now one's a get up, get down.
It's a joke in my town. So anyways, we got a big show ahead of you guys today, listening to this show live as well as listening to the podcast. We're going to talk about some stuff that is important to me, as well as
that's
you guys.
That's a little selfish. Oh, they're okay. All right.
No. It's important to everyone. See, this is the thing, David. Coming as a radio host, you gotta tease things properly.
That's like sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to get laid.
Sex with clothes on. So I saw this couple.
Jean jamming.
Quick aside, yeah. Before we talk about what's important
humping.
To everyone.
We'll
yeah,
try.
There was a couple in the park last night, and
was it you?
I overheard. No, I would never. Sex in parks, trees is my preference.
But sex with
so
trees.
So you would sex in the park, just not with another human.
No,
you said trees are my. I would never sex.
Are you, like, you saying have like sex with trees?
Park trees, they're slutty. They have disease.
You rip off a piece of bark. Yeah.
Look, you know. One time I got burned with Dutch elm disease when I was in high school. Had to take all these antibiotics. Seriously, lasted about a month and a half.
But no, there was a couple in the park. I was staring at them, and I overheard.
I was afar with binoculars. Actually, a
I was
long,
up close with binoculars.
Yeah, a long photo lens that was snapping pictures for TMZ. Yeah. Because I don't understand that TMZ only buys pictures of celebrities. I think they just will be like. Couple in the park. Yeah. Let's talk
normal
about
people.
It.
Normal people.
Hey, couple in the park.
I got a story about two normal people in the park.
Oh, I'll buy
give
that.
Me, give me,
so
give me.
So what happened? What were these normal people doing?
So I overheard their conversation. They were making out, and they were like, "So how do you think we can have sex with our clothes on?" And I'm like, "Oh,
you don't.
God.
You take them off and you stick it."
Wait,
in.
No, because they wanted to do it there in the park, and I overheard their conversation some more. They lived far apart from each other, and one had to work in the morning, but they wanted to have sex that night. And they were trying to figure out how they were going to have sex with their clothes on in this park. And this park is right over here.
And
it's
wait,
really easy.
Division in Ashland.
I'm going to say this. Yeah. My girlfriend and I, we have a goal to have sex in as many parks as we can this summer.
Okay.
We did it last summer.
Uh-huh. Yellowstone is the last one because that's the holy grail.
I'll tell you, you just bend over, pull out, and stick.
You grab an actual stick.
Yeah,
you literally
put a stick.
Well, you don't want to get arrested for indecent exposure. So you just get a stick from that tree that,
that
Akeem just nailed. And
that I just,
if you're getting a BJ and the cop is like, wah, wah, with the siren.
Whoop.
Yeah. Can't, I think the girl should stop blowing you, and then you should always have a diaper next to you so that then they can be like, I'm sorry, officer. My boyfriend's incontinent, and I just have to change his diaper. And they're like, oh. Okay, so you weren't blown. Oh my God, he's like, yeah, Crohn's disease. It's terrible.
Oh my God.
IBS, Crohn's disease. It's a terrible fate.
That's a good idea. I'll have my.
I'm already embarrassed, officer. I'm sorry. I have to deal with this every day.
There's actually a story. Speaking of BJs, there's actually a story. I don't know if you guys heard about this. It's I think it was in some Asian country. I don't know. Actually, there's a video.
Something weird happened in an Asian country?
That's
a sexual thing?
That is weird in and of itself.
Yeah.
There's this thing that's been trending of a woman who's given a guy a blowjob, but he's
gross.
Pretending to read a book.
Oh, I saw that.
Have you seen that?
He has a jacket over her. Yeah.
And it's like the most exciting book in the world because he's like, he's gasping like,
yeah.
Oh, oh,
he's like, oh, gasping.
Was he reading A Camp Story by David Himmel? Because that would make sense.
Lots of gasps in that book.
Yeah.
You guys can check it out at himmelinc.com. What are those guys doing upstairs?
They're probably having sex in a park.
Yep.
Yeah, but
that's what that is. I know that sound.
Damn it. Building parks inside indoors?
I bet you there's a diaper near them, too.
Yeah. They're smart. They come prepared.
They come prepared.
No condoms, just diapers. That's what I have on my dating profile.
Okay, so big show ahead of you guys today. A lot of important things to talk about.
That was also my favorite punk. That was my favorite punk band growing up.
No cons,
just diapers. No cons, just diapers.
That reminds me. There's those. Have you seen those onesies? There's undies, but you know they fit two people.
That's how they do it with their clothes on. They get a onesie. They just share underpants.
Yeah.
Or they do the donkey outfit with one in the back, one in the front, and then it just looks like they're trying to maneuver, but he's just going from behind.
Oh, look at them! They're going to a costume party, yeah, but they're like, really having sex.
Yeah. Get an oversized one, so it's more like you're inside of like a tent.
Yeah.
Or a fort like you would have as a child. And so, like, when you're on top, like, she could be having a conversation in the living room with someone, and you're just, like, slowly just banging her.
I'm going to take note, because they said they were going to return to the park later on this afternoon. So might actually give them some of these ideas.
Excuse me, strangers. hi, I'm Akeem. Listen, I heard your conversation about trying to have sex. So here, I talked to some friends, and here's a diaper and a donkey costume. This is going to help you.
You can also bring like a partition of some sort, like a giant...
Like one of those science, when you used to have like the science things, like one of those fold-out boards.
Yeah, so you don't copy off your projects. Partner, your neighbor.
Yes, okay. You can bring like the things that fold out. You could bring like a sunscreen from your car.
Uh-huh.
And tape.
If you're bringing it from your car, why doesn't it just have
your
sex
car
in
and have sex in your car? Yeah.
Because you want to do it outside. You want to feel the wind on your balls.
I tell you, there's no better feeling than mosquito bites all over your ass.
Also, we should make it clear.
That's where it's at.
Or on the testes.
We should also make it clear that yesterday it was April 3rd, but
May 3rd.
May 3rd, but it was about 40 degrees and then like went down to 35 degrees.
It just dropped,
It was not a warm
it was
sex
park
in the park day.
Having,
no,
yeah,
it wasn't.
It
no.
was not good to have like
they were
genitals
very giddy.
Exposed.
Yeah, they were all exposed. Over each other. That's why I made sure to stare at them.
Maybe like, they had one
what
of,
are you doing in the park? You sound creepy.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the bus, okay? I was waiting for the bus.
In a park?
It's right here on Division and Ashland. There's like a small water fountain over there. So it's not necessarily a real park because, you know, there's like a few trees.
Oh, my God, at the homeless pigeon park?
Yeah, right over there.
In the middle of the...
Yes, they were right on the water fountain. Yeah. I'm waiting for the bus.
Oh, they don't want to have sex there.
That's what they said.
That is full of
in the middle of like the three-way
and pigeons all over the place.
That is where AIDS started.
Yeah. Yes, right across the street from that Wendy's is ground zero for AIDS.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
And numerous other things, too.
Yes.
That's where the first two gay monkeys had sex.
Couldn't they just go into CVS and bang in like a shampoo aisle like that?
They should have. They could have had lots of lubricant.
Yeah.
You know.
They could, just start grabbing lube. And like, you just start banging. And like the employees, they're not going to be able to stop you because they don't want to touch anything. Yeah. Like, because you're just gross. So like, they'll call the cops. But then, like, jerk really quick and then blow a load into the shampoo and then roll the cap back on and put it in. But first, like, switch a bunch of the rolls, be like, good luck finding it, and then run.
But it does bring up
I do that anyway.
Yeah, but it does bring up a pretty good question is, how do you have sex with clothes on? It's not possible. It hurts.
No, that's why people take your clothes off.
Yeah, I tried with this one girl. I told her to keep her panties on. I whipped my tonsils out, and I started...
What?
That's what I call
our tonsils balls because they're plural, so it has to be balls.
Like, oh, my penis!
You just took your balls out and started putting them in your vagina.
That's
your first
nickname for my thing.
You're like, well, I pee out of this one, so this doesn't go in. I guess I'll just take my tonsils out and you put the balls in. You're like, this makes sense.
So I started rubbing my tauntauns on her.
You mean the things that they were riding in the Empire Strike Backs, the tauntauns? And they're like, and then Han Solo came and cut you open and put Luke Skywalker.
He ain't cutting my dick open.
Sorry, he has to.
I don't know if we want to take this further or what, because
well, I think we've all done the pull the panties to the side and then realize how like cumbersome and stupid it is. Like it seems great in like movies and porn.
No, but I told her to
really
keep
is.
It on though.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then you
why?
Pull the
because
pants.
God was watching?
No,
because
she was very apprehensive.
Was
She's like,
park,
I don't know. And I'm like, I don't want to get myself into trouble here.
So you just wanted to dry hump her.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if it if it was possible to.
So wait, you're not even talking about pulling them to the
side? No, let me finish the story. No,
she didn't want to have sex because she was apprehensive.
Yeah, she was like, I
gotta
think about
this. So you wanted to have
this.
Sex with her anyway by pushing her underpants up inside of her. That's
It worked for a second, but then it started to hurt me. And I was
then
like,
I blew my load.
I can't do this anymore. Tauntaun's crying out
sex.
For help.
Why would she? I don't understand.
Just to protect myself, you know.
Yeah, use a condom, not underpants.
But okay, if you put fabric on your dick, just if you made a fabric condom and then had then banged a chick
this
with
very
it,
very fashionable in
are
Paris.
Are you still a virgin? Perry. Like, are you like, yeah, Maria or Marlene and I, we haven't gone all the way. I've just been able to have sex
with
her with my fabric.
I've had sex with 16 women, but not really because we just use our underpants to poke.
Yeah, it's a good feeling for the first 3 seconds, and then it just you start to get like a burn that is like beyond comprehension.
There's going to be pushback, so your dick starts being pushed until it would just bend, and then there's no and then you're like,
then it hurts.
Oh, this is why people don't do this.
Yeah, it was not a pleasurable experience.
I could have everyone could have told you that.
You've tried it before?
No, but you could have opened up a phone book and been like, and then found it. And then call the guy and be like, hey, I have a question for you. And he would be like, no, that won't work. That's not good.
Like, well, as a man who has clearly had sex numerous times,
he's
I tell like, you right
here's,
now.
Here's
you'd
the
be
thing.
Like, Flavor, can you tell me if this... He's like, no, boy!
You cannot have sex with your clothes on. It's called dry humping, jean jamming, you know, zipper ripping. It can't be done.
But
that's why
yes,
people...
you can, but only... You can. I mean, it has to be in separate situations where... You're trying to get it done very quickly because, like, there's people.
We just
want to
like get it off. I mean, you can like rub it till you know. You can rub like until you know.
Yeah, but that's
you release
terrible.
Yeah, yourself.
But that's not having sex. That's why people take their clothes off. All you got to do is unzip and have her wear a skirt.
Okay, skirts are nice.
And then she just—I know it's cumbersome, like Brian said—but just move the panties aside. You unzip, you pull out, and you just.
The panties are there, but they're protecting you from getting in a vagina. So you have to move them to
couldn't
the side.
Couldn't you push it within her?
Okay, but what? No.
As you're, you I'm can. Just saying, as a I mean, without yes. moving it, I'm just theoretically speaking here. Okay, we're not
technically,
actually.
Technically, you can take like a Glade spray air freshener and put it in her vagina.
Okay.
You can put anything in a vagina with a little work because it's a sphincter and it'll move open. And like babies fall out. You can technically put anything in there.
Put this chair in here.
But
if you want.
Should you? Like, right. you can eat a pencil, but should you?
Which I've done before.
Well,
just
yeah.
the lead.
While this I've is been, exactly yeah. why you're trying to have sex with her underpants inside of her, because you have lead poisoning in your
what
brain.
What kind of porn do you
I make my own. I DIY.
This pornographic film brought to you by Calvin Klein.
Yeah. This is just a dick.
Have sex with our underwear.
It's a dick bumping against underwear.
Yeah, it's not a bad... Look... Don't knock it until you've tried it for at least 3 seconds.
Are you talking
That's
about
what I'm saying?
Okay, but is the head directly going into it, or are you talking about like rubbing the bottom of
it's
it?
It's like a groove motion, you know, like it's just a groove motion.
Like you're scratching records.
Yeah.
Like you're DJing.
Yeah, it's like a dusty groove.
Quick
That's
cuts.
All it is.
I don't even understand the physics behind this anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like,
I need a
You're
theorem.
Making like this curving motion with your hand.
My penis
your hand
curves.
Is the penis.
Yeah, my penis curves. So. I don't know what yours does.
It goes, it's straight.
Yeah, it's weird. So
that's weird.
Yeah.
My penis has a slight deviation.
Wait, and you take underwear off before you have sex? David is a goddamn freak.
He totally is. He's got
I'm a weird
show.
Dude.
He's got
I'm
straight
a weird,
tonsils.
Weird
and,
dude.
But no, I mean, yeah, it's just a
tonsils.
Bit of a curvature, and you know, you just kind of brush against it a little bit, you know.
You know, Tom Green had one of his like. Tonsils removed.
Really?
And he ate ice cream for a week.
Yeah.
I love my
when he woke when he woke up, he couldn't get water. He had to just suck on a wet rag. It was sad.
Oh, gross!
But he had balloons everywhere.
He's a sad, sad fixture in the comedy scene.
Hey, I'm not sad.
Nice. But yeah, so that's the so if you kids
did
out
you
there,
end up having sex with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that last
we
like,
finally figured it out. We
took her underpants off.
Yeah, but actually,
she didn't realize this either.
How are we supposed to realize this? What are you talking about?
How old were you? This was like last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't understand why this is happening.
You know, this was not last week. No.
You can like finger rubbing. You, like there's a clit there, but.
This is the greatest conversation ever.
Okay,
there's a clit there, and like rubbing your dick on that is like cool foreplay, but only for like a minute at most.
We're talking
about trying to go in.
All right, we're talking about teenagers who have heard of sex.
Don't know any better.
We know what it is, but it's like, oh man, we just took an STD class. You might have something, even though she probably didn't. And she was like, you might have something, even though I didn't.
I mean,
and I still don't.
You're the 13 slut.
But it's just one of those things where it's like you're thinking as a teenager, because you're in high school, you're seeing all these programs about DARE, keep kids off sex, or whatever that shit
right.
was.
Yeah,
about.
That's right.
A horrible acronym. They went.
Truth or
there's
dare?
There's actually
like,
no.
I dare you to not
off,
kiss your girlfriend.
Keep over. Kids off sex doesn't have a D A R E in it, starting with those letters at all.
And this is the problem. This is why kids are trying to have sex with underpants.
Exactly.
Dare is actually just a terrible name because you're daring people. Like, I dare you to do drugs.
Well, that's the thing. They're taking the opposite of it. Like, look at us. We're switching it on you. Switch?
Right.
I dare you to do it. No, I dare you to not do it. Whoa. That's an idea. Thanks, Mom, for thinking of that.
It'd be like, here's my anti-drug. It's called Really Fun Take Your Problems Away.
Yeah.
But, so that's the reason why that occurred, all right, with the panties on.
But then you said you just banged her. Like, after a while, you're like, fuck it, you're clean. Well, which we've all, like, come on.
No. Oh, you think I had sex with her? No.
You said then you had sex.
No, we just did the curvature without her panties on.
Wait, okay. What?
Do you realize that there's a, like, teenagers.
We did the dusty groove with her panties off.
Okay, but
that's what I meant to say. That's what we called sex back then.
The doing the dusty roads.
Wait a minute. So you like, rubbed your bent wiener along.
And you call the vagina the dust bowl.
Up against her
vagina.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So let's say...
her labia, the most sensitive part, the only place a woman would want to be rubbed down there.
It was like...
You realize if you just move up like a centimeter, you're actually giving her pleasure and not just a rug burn.
Well, look, it was like...
You were giving an Indian burn to her vagina.
I felt the burn, too. She didn't shave.
Listen, this wasn't pleasurable for either of us.
She had a Zach Galifianakis going on down there, if you know what I mean.
She walked around for like a week just going, ooh.
It was a great experience. I talked about my friends about it. She talked about her friends with it. And it became like something amongst our friends that we would do.
It's like a key party gone wrong.
You say teenager, but how old? Are you in junior high or high school?
High school.
High school is when blowjobs happen, like, all the time.
Oh, I almost had one, but, like, I didn't trust this girl's mouth, so.
And you didn't trust her hand? Hand jobs and blowjobs, that's
was
high school
that
shit.
That was the thing, man.
Yeah, well, hand jobs,
now
they were
okay.
Now you
can't, like, it used to be that you could just get a hand, like, non-committal blowjob.
Yep. Yeah.
That was enough, and then, like, you'd be like, also in high school, us, because we didn't have the internet, David and I, at least, because we're 33 or whatever.
Yep.
And so we just knew the word fingering.
Right.
We weren't like, oh, there's a clit, and then we rub that.
Didn't know.
So we just shoved fingers
inside. How many fingers can you get in there?
Regardless of it being wet, if it was dry, we'd be like, this is how it's supposed to be. I guess something will happen eventually.
I don't know.
And you're just hurting the person.
Yeah.
You got four fingers.
Yeah, knowing
it, though. It was this terrible, terrible thing. Now I couldn't even, God.
Envision doing that.
But, like,
just
there's,
mean.
It doesn't make, well, now, like, you know, but if we had porn, like, there's no high school kid that's just going to be, like, fingering girls with just a finger and being like, boom, 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 like, that's enough.
I used to just stick my fingers in there and just let it linger.
I don't know what that means. Like the Cranberry song? And that
just
was
like
it?
Sit there, yeah.
You're like,
I felt like corking her. Yeah, I felt like the Dutch kid who was like,
oh my god,
had his finger inside of the dike.
You're like Winnie the Pooh. You're just stuck.
How
in
many
the
dikes
hole.
Did you stick your finger in?
Oh, yeah. Numerous ones.
You're like Winnie the Pooh and all the woodland creatures had to come and try to.
This was actually
pull
my
you
days
out.
Back at Second City. I was diking up girls.
You were that bad still.
Yeah,
out of
dude.
High school.
Dude, I didn't have sex until I was, like, in my 20s, like, 21.
Yeah, but fingering
actual
is
sex. And I was
okay,
like,
but sex,
this is good, man.
Sex is a...
this is good.
No wonder I hear so
Damn.
Many good things about this.
This is so good. Can I do it more? That's what happened. But like the first time.
But you did it without the underpants, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was like, I ripped them off of the girl. We had
I
a slumber
my
party.
First underpants.
Wait, you can't say you were in your 20s, ripped them off a girl at a slumber yeah. party.
Then, like, listen,
improv friends.
My friend's sister was 7. They rented, and I helped them rent in our movie. Not gonna lie, these I were, rented that.
These are all improvisers that we had a slumber party.
So yeah.
And so, yeah.
So Steve Carell.
No, I wouldn't say no. that. But you weren't in our class. But yeah, we had a slumber party.
Amy Poehler.
It was the end of our conservatory thing. Yeah. So we're like, hey, let's have a slumber party at someone's house.
That still is not let's have a slumber party. That's let's go out, drink, and then have a slumber party at all of our respective homes.
No. I was happy this happened, because then I got my own.
I had my sleeping bag with me.
No. Already. It was in a guy's house.
Okay,
right?
But you still
in
need
Wrigleyville.
You still need something to sleep on.
His bed. He had three bedrooms.
Like the little rascals, you were all in the same bed?
He had three
like
bedrooms.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for improvisers.
Yeah. So this is the thing. So a lot of people slept in one room. It was a large room. They slept on the ground, some of them. There was one room that was available, and I got that exclusively. I guess I was a black guy.
Yep.
So
no
I got the room exclusively.
Like, listen, that guy's going to steal everything. If yep. you
And so the first girl I diked up, she came in there.
That's not an expression.
It's one now.
But that's not...
No, but this is going from a guy who calls his nuts his tonsils.
So. Yeah, the judgment, yes, and the penis in the...
My yeah. tonsils. I want to steal that.
When was the first time you saw a porno? Seriously, like, where you...
We talked about this on the show before.
Because pornos are like, you're like, oh.
Now I get
yeah,
it.
Like, yeah. this
That's
is
where you
all
put your tonsils.
Sense. Like, people talk to how like, porno is so bad. Like, I would not have known
no.
how to, like, eat girls out.
No way.
Or, like, uh-huh. how to rub their clits or anything.
Or what face to make.
Yeah. I mean, it, or just me and, like, 4 other guys just at the same time blowing a load on her face and be like, God, girls love this shit.
I would not know how to bang my girlfriend's mom.
Yeah.
With my girlfriend watching.
If I hadn't
been for porn.
When I became a teacher, there were a bunch of sexy girls in short skirts that all wanted to have sex with me for a better grade. I wouldn't have known. In the curriculum, they don't teach you that. You're not ready for that in the field. Porno taught me that. That is, it is an epidemic.
How do you still watch porno at your... the bell curve in sex.
At your age now, you guys still watch porn?
I don't even know. How do you respond to that?
I don't.
I just don't.
You really think
that's a dying fad?
No, it's...
Why are you guys still watching porn?
Porn is a fad?
That is not a...
It was a high school thing.
No, a fad
early college.
Is like bum equipment sweatshirts.
Yeah, a fed, color yeah. was a fad. The Macarena was a fad.
Keds that you could zip... No, kangaroos. Ruse that you could zip up. That pumps, Reebok pumps.
Yeah, that's
the
in the same.
Porno is... always there, no matter
that's
what.
That's in the same bin as all those things you guys just named
it
off.
It is not in the dustbin of history at all. No. Porn has been around since man.
Yes,
like,
I know that, duh. But the thing is, when I discovered actual sex, I was like, I'm done with this. I got rid of all my VHS tapes.
But you can't it's continuing education.
And you have to beat off, regardless.
Yeah, I just close my eyes and dream of a girl whose ass I saw earlier that day.
You're always accessing your spank bank. You don't update it at all.
But that is, the spank bank is in a pinch. Like, I rarely go to the spank bank because I like to see things.
Yeah,
because
you can learn things. Things are new. It's continuing education.
Yeah.
You take classes again.
Like, I would never know that girls are into, like, hair pulling and spanking and shit if it wasn't for, like, these disgusting guys who... are just disembodied penises. They don't really cut to the face anymore because I think that they learned their lessons. I'm glad, like, so if anything, porn has evolved. And porn is everywhere. That's
I had this discussion. One of the first conversations I ever had with the girl that I ended up dating, that I'm dating now, was about, she was saying how there's no good porn for women.
Yeah.
That it's all like this disgusting, like men, you know, shooting loads on faces and this, you know. But there, and there are. I mean, there's like gentle, like romantic.
Yeah there are. Yeah,
and that stuff ain't bad, and there's no underpants that you have to worry about your tonsils getting in the way of.
I used to watch those porns too, with the woman just rubbing up against the guy with the panties, which is where I got the idea. Have
is
we all
dry,
seen this?
Like dry humping? I wonder if that's like, if you go to like XTube, is dry humping?
I'm sure
it is.
But if you go to XTube, like you can find anything. They do cum bongs.
Do they really?
Yes. Okay, I was over at my friend...
Just for sport, I have to say
I was
that.
Over at my friend Justin's house, and a bunch of us were there, and they were all like watching
TV. Was it a
TV.
Slumber party?
Yes. We just graduated.
And there was a black guy in the room all by himself.
We kept him...
you didn't let me finish that story, by the way.
But, okay, so I was watching, and I saw like a link that said, woman swallows like 90 loads in a cum bong. And so I was like, it's going to be like, remember Tub Girl who's throwing poop out of her butt into her mouth? No, you don't remember?
This is so gross. Can we not talk about all this?
It was a picture that, like, in the beginning of the internet, there was a bunch of gross pictures that people would link to their, like, send an instant message to their friend and then write, like, the link in a different way. So you'd be like, news about Phantom Menace or something. And then you click on it and it would be just Dookie. But
the character?
It was like Goat CX.
Yeah. Like Goat C or Lemon Party. But so I clicked on that and I was like, hey, everybody, look. And then they started looking and I was looking. And then I got sick to my stomach and almost puked and had to curl over. And like breathe. I was having
because she took 90 pounds
of cum bong. It was a bong that went right into her mouth, and they showed it, and it just looks like clam chowder going into a tube.
Was it a bunch of guys? Like, actually, was it fresh?
They already had. They just as a beer bong. She was holding it with thumb, and then there's like 90 guys who all given to the kitty the pot. They throw theirs in
seriously,
and she won. Yes, seriously.
That's.
This is pretty
90,
gross.
That's 90
probably
going
to cut that entire portion out.
People need to
that
know
that. That is nasty,
that is
man.
90 if dicks and one funnel. Yeah.
Teenagers, if you're listening, this is what girls want. We are teaching.
Clearly.
I don't know how to move on from that story. That was nasty.
I think we just pull out.
Okay, so you went into the conservatory thing, and then you saw the girl and started rubbing.
What are you talking
your
about?
Your ween.
Oh yeah, you were
trying to get back to the story.
Yeah, you had
party. Yeah. So like I said, she just came into the room, and then it was like it's showtime at the Apollo.
She just came in.
She rubbed the wood
like a movie. She just came in with like a robe and dropped it and was nude.
She came in like, hey, you can sleep here. Okay, you got room? Like, yeah, I got room in the bed. It's right there.
Quick question: you wearing underwear?
Because I only want you. I don't want to. Because
I saw an STD show.
She was around
and
my age,
everyone
too,
has
so.
Syphilis.
Her name was
everyone.
Her name was Bethany. I remember her name.
Oh, I know Bethany. I used to rub my dick against her panties.
Why'd you freak out like that?
I know a Bethany.
She moved She moved back home.
I know a Bethany who moved.
Oh, I know a Bethany who moved, too.
She looks like a very attractive version of George W. Bush Jr.
Wait. There is no George W. Bush Jr.
She looks like George W. Bush's one of his daughters. Or she, like one of his daughters.
Like Barbara
I guess
Bush?
That would be a better way to describe
and Jenna?
It.
Barbara and Jenna?
Yeah. She looked like one. So if you know a Bethany that looks like George W., she could be an offspring of a George W.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. But that's George's
Bethany.
Daughters ain't bad looking.
No,
okay.
They're not. They are nice looking. I would like jam so many tonsils.
Just the tonsils.
Dude,
balls first.
The entire area is called tonsils. Tonsil hockey, man.
That's kissing.
Yeah.
Because your tonsils are in your mouth.
Really? Yeah, I thought that was a blowjob.
No.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
I mean, actually, it could be, but tonsil hockey is because you're moving tongues around.
Yeah.
I thought you just moved dicks around in the mouth.
Well, yes, but first of all, you shouldn't be trying to move. Like, you can thrust and move back.
You don't maneuver? You don't, like, grab the tip and then just, like, start... Like
no,
a joystick?
No, because...
What are you talking about? You don't do that?
You do understand that there's teeth inside of a mouth.
Yes, and I want to get every bit of those.
What in the God?
You guys are weird. How old are you guys? Seriously, what is going on here?
Maybe
you
we're
guys,
old-fashioned.
What you guys are doing in the bedroom clearly ain't working.
So a girl's, like, blowing you, and you're like, honey, more teeth. Come on. I need this
you
thing scraped.
No, you don't say that. You just that's why you grab the tip and you just start maneuvering.
Yeah,
man.
Because saying it would ruin the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the claw from Toy Story.
Wait, so...
Holy Jesus H.
So you don't say anything. You just grab the base of your penis and then start just in a serpentine fashion.
Like you're trying to unclog a toilet or something.
As if you're running away from gunfire so they can't get it.
When you guys explain it like that, it sounds weird.
And then she like stops and she's like, fucking stop that. And
no,
then she
no
goes
she's
back
never
to
said
it.
That. practical application,
guys. You're impacting
guys.
My wisdom teeth.
Yes.
You're impacting my wisdom teeth.
Oh, my tonsils. And he's like, you call them that too?
Well,
you
gotta, we're made for each other.
It's a nice fleshy thing that they feel, you know, makes them feel good.
They. Yes.
Especially if you, you know, I mean, come on. These are all things that are done.
I don't know if you're joking or not. That's the best thing about
this. Why would I be joking about this? Why don't you guys go home and try this with your significant others?
I'm going to.
Listeners out there, try everything. If you don't already do these things, you should try them. Great.
It sounds like domestic violence in my girlfriend's mouth.
Well, hey, I don't need a tank top to be a wife beater. That's what I've always said.
That's not interesting. That's not a good slogan to have.
Yeah.
That's not, I always say that. Because you are not going to be able to play tonsillogy with your wiener if you say that to girls. Listen, I'll just beat my wife. I'll wear whatever the fuck I want. I don't give a shit. I'll have a sweatshirt with a kitty on it.
Do it in a tuxedo.
I'll give you the blackest eye you've ever had.
Oh, man.
You tell everyone you ran into a doorknob or whatever.
This is so interesting. We're delving into our sexual practices.
I'm pretty sure David
you
and
guys
I have, like, the same sexual practice. Like, there's not much. Most people
don't... Is it a racial thing, maybe?
No.
Like, maybe it's because you guys are white, and you guys have the most generic sex.
You want teeth to touch your dick.
The only thing you should be doing different than us is banging fat white girls.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Oh, that's gross. No, dude. I can't do that. One girl broke my bed. They're done.
Seriously?
They've been kicked out for good.
That's awesome.
Yes. And then there was another girl who I shouldn't be saying. Never mind. This is not what this show is about. We used to do that in the past. We're not going to talk about actual experiences.
You like, and I know for a fact, you do find women with more padding. You find them attractive.
Cushion for the pushing. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem with that.
No, man. There's nothing wrong with
it. I like nice asses. Yeah.
No. Well, yes.
I do like
you. Everyone.
No,
likes,
I like decrepit asses
you
that
like
look like
asses, but
cheesy
yeah.
and hairy.
Yeah, I'm like
pimply.
Know,
oh God.
Like a.
I'm getting turned.
Legos
on
are in those.
Holy mother. Yeah, Your butt looks like Legos.
Packed into a nice latex bag.
Like me, a Duplo ass.
Craters like the surface of the moon.
Oh, man. But no. So
what were we talking about?
We were talking about how you guys have generic sex because you're, you know, of a caucasoid.
Because I'm not mouth raping my girlfriend with my bent wiener.
But, like, grabbing their head and, like, face fucking them is way more, like, it makes more sense, far, far more sense than be, like, let me make sure that you're giving them a toothbrush cleaning.
Well, this is the thing. I identify with the millennials. You guys are from a different generation, so I think it's just what you were raised on, the type of pornographer that you all watched growing up.
We're not from a different generation because David and I could not have been your father.
Yes, you could have.
Well, yeah, but we're a different generation in that we're Generation X. We're right on the cusp of Generation X.
Oh, right.
Because that ended in 81.
Yeah.
We were born in 79.
Yeah. Brian doesn't know these things, though.
No, I do know that at Generation X, yeah.
So in that instance, so that generation. But yeah, generation normally goes, like, it's every 25 years.
Okay.
Because the average is, like, a father spits out his kid, or is the mother, you know, whatever.
When you were born, we were five.
See? That's a problem.
But, and David already had knocked up, like, three chicks.
Three of them.
Yeah.
With my tonsils.
Because he stopped the panties dick.
Right out of the way.
That was in preschool.
Halfway through kindergarten, I knew exactly where it needed to go.
Nap time.
I could also count to 100.
Nap time. They'd be like, it's time for naps. And he's like, I call it fuck time.
Yep. Yep.
And those nice little cots that we used to sleep on. Remember the cots?
Little pads.
It's like preschool prison.
Put the wood blocks down and go to sleep. And David's like,
nope.
I'm pulling out some new wood.
Yeah.
I want to hear from you guys, though. If you listened through this just now, if you listen to the podcast right now, send us some emails. Like, is any of the stuff that I'm saying weird in any way? Or do you think David here and Brian are weird for thinking that what I'm saying is not normal?
It's strange.
It's not that it's not normal or strange, which it both of those things it is, but it's that, like, you're doing it wrong. That's what it is mostly. Like,
I'm doing what wrong?
Okay, moving your dick around a woman's mouth, even though there's teeth there that will scrape you, is not a blowjob thing. That's not what people do.
And you
trying to have sex with a woman by stretching her panties with your penis inside her vagina.
Teenage years,
so
okay?
That you get it.
We all had wonder
you
years.
You were 8 or 19.
We all
when
had.
This happened.
No, I wasn't.
You just got out of conservatory.
But I was scraping panties when I was like my first, second year of high school, man.
Urban so Dictionary, like, get on that one.
I was like 15, 16, man, scraping panties.
Scraping panties.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while.
15, 16 is when it's before supposed Second to City. Start. That's dry humping time. So, like, it makes sense in that respect. But I feel like the penis, like, moving up and down on the bottom of it.
Yeah, the dusty groove.
I don't know. I don't know why it's dusty. I don't know why you keep saying dusty.
I have no idea what is going on.
How do you get
like, I just spent the last 40 minutes trying to picture you having sex, and I can't do it. I mean, like, I can do it, but it looks like I just want to jump into my brain and say, and help. Like, I want to grab your naked hips and say, no, do it like this.
I want to hear the cafe Sex in the City type talk that she's having with her girlfriends the night after with the team.
We had great conversations at the cafeteria.
He loosened my back molars.
You were like, hey, baby, let's go to the cafeteria. I'm going to treat you like a queen. I already dusty grooved you.
I got a lot of feedback from some of my peers about, dude, that's awesome, man. Like, I heard
the
story. Yes, I did.
What peer?
I said, Kenwood Academy is the high school that I went to. All right, here in Chicago, in the Hyde Park area, Kenwood Academy. All right.
Hey, you said this was after the... Oh, okay, but before you were doing...
scraping panties, man. Yeah, I was scraping panties in high school. All right, high school scraping panties.
Panties.
All right, I started plugging dykes when I was in the conservatory program. This is 18, 19.
That makes it sound like you were shooting lesbians.
Is plugging... using the word plugging.
Yeah.
For a gangster from the 30s, your dick is a Tommy gun shooting at Elliot Ness. So what you're saying... So what's odd is that human beings and mammals... have been figuring this out by themselves.
You're regressing evolution.
Yeah, for literally centuries upon
retrograde.
No one, like, somehow they figured this out. And they died, like, when they were 20. It wasn't like they're like, well, it's going to be a learning curve until I'm 25, then I'll finally know.
Well, they didn't have panties back then. They had loincloths. I'm pretty sure someone was scraping loin cloths back then.
I mean, the Flintstones is not a documentary.
Really?
Neither is Tarzan.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because loin cloths, I'm pretty sure, I don't know what they were.
They had hide of some sort.
Yes, they did have hide, but they knew that they should take it out because at some point...
That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah,
because they figured out.
Banged each other.
Yeah.
And they didn't have anything on. They were
nothing.
Naked. And that was part of it because
the Bible's real, just like Tarzan.
Yeah, because somebody told them that they were naked, and God even said, "Who is it? Who told you were naked?
Let me get them."
They were like, "Akeem,
hey man, I'm going to the future. Let me tell him. I'm gonna make him scrape."
And you wouldn't think that God would like. And then why was God like, "Who told you were naked? Because that's weird. Like, why? How does like? It's like, well, why didn't you give him clothes, God?" He's like, listen, like, you're starting shaming so quick. Like, the Jewish guilt in the Old Testament just starts pretty much in the third paragraph.
You're not supposed to be naked, but you're going to be naked.
Yeah, and you have to wrap yourself. Like, the hardcore Jews find ways to just wrap themselves up with a bunch of different shit. Tefillin, and is that the stuff? The tefillin is the underneath the shit?
The leather straps, the box on your forehead, and
a box on your forehead.
Yeah, you put this box that has prayers in it, and then you tie it around your head, and it goes down your arms, and these leather straps, and...
Oh, like Quail Man.
Yeah. Quail Man.
Remember Quail Man? That was Doug's alter ego?
Yeah.
You not remember?
Yeah, I remember Quail Man, okay. My brother watched that.
The Whistle?
Because we were too old for that. Yeah. But
damn it, you guys! Get on the level!
Oh, yeah. Is that where you learned how to scrape dusty bins or whatever that was? Like watching Doug?
Their generation.
Watching Nickelodeon?
Their generation was into Pokemon.
I know. Pogs and things.
We were into Masters of the Universe, like real kids.
My girlfriend didn't even know what Masters of the Universe was.
Oh, no.
Kick her out after you dick scrape her.
Please tell me.
Give her one last good dick scrape.
I sat her down. We watched the first season because I have it on DVD. Yeah.
Was that her punishment?
Yep.
Yeah. You're like, you got to catch up to
the
sensibilities I had when I was five.
I tied her down to the couch with my extra tefillin. And then we watched Masters
of the
Universe.
You're like, usually, I don't use this for this. And you have a Torah scroll. Or no, what's the scroll called?
Yeah, the Torah.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you're right.
It's just one long page.
Yeah.
It's in book form, you can get it, and it's really big, but for some reason, the scroll, you can just keep going and going. Is it like miles long?
It's the Hebrew version of On the Road.
Damn it!
It's just aimless.
What?
I was going to say that. That's what I was about to Google. I was like, what is that thing about that guy?
On the Road.
Damn it, you suck.
No, I'm just, I know.
For knowing the thing off the top of your head.
Is that because it's like stream of consciousness?
Yeah,
are
it's just, it's that's why like they're like, oh yeah, daughters banging their dads and naked people that shouldn't be naked. Yeah.
It's like early forms of erotica.
They're
like, bash your baby's skull against a rock and then marry your daughters. Which was God's present to Job was... I killed your wife, but here's
your
three
daughters.
Go to town.
Enjoy.
Yeah. That's who people worship.
So we had a lot of things we were going to discuss, but I don't know. This seems to have the focus of the today's show. I guess
you derailed it.
Exploring.
Yeah. I'm putting this one on you.
Look, if you all just said, "Yeah, man, I did that before," you were. If you just agreed, you guys looked at me as if what I was saying was weird,
because
so I had to explain myself to these two old bats in the studio with us right now.
Maybe that's it. We're having old-fashioned sex the real way.
Yeah.
You guys would get on the level. Seriously. David, look, I know you have a girlfriend. What you need to do, let her listen to this episode.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, she'll say, yeah, I would be open to trying these things. Joystick your dick a couple of times in her mouth, all right? It's not going to hurt you or her.
It'll hurt in the sense of you will hit her teeth.
You're thinking this. Do it. Practical applications, the best remedy for all these things.
It sounds like you're describing violent sex.
No.
Like you should just rape her mouth.
No.
Do whatever you want to do with it.
Well, fair enough. I did learn how to do that from an Eminem song, but that's besides the point.
What?
So you take explicit rap lyrics as sexual instructions. Like instead of reading like the Kama Sutra or like Book of Sex or whatever, you're like...
He just reads the...
Let me throw in the Slim Shady LP. All right, bang
him. He reads liner notes.
Bang him and then kill him. Put him in the trunk. Drive your daughter out to a river and then dump the body. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Kama Sutra, that's old.
And Dr. Dre said, nothing except scrape your dick against a girl's panties. He's locked in my basement.
Plugging panties. Up some dykes.
Panties
that's
scraping.
Why feminist women love Eminem.
Enemas. Yeah,
feminist women love enemas. It's true.
That's true.
That is 100% true.
And voting. They like that too.
Yeah. Suffrage.
I can't wait to receive your emails from this, guys. You guys know the email. It's RadioRyeBread@gmail.com. We'll answer. I haven't been doing a good job of answering any of the questions we've been getting, and I apologize for that. But... Send them anyways. I'll filter.
I promise to ignore you.
No, I won't this time.
Are you getting too much attention at home? Email Akeem at RadioRyeBread.com, and I promise to not respond. Loser.
I will this time, because I've been saying this for a very long time that we were going to respond to some of the emails that we've gotten, and I haven't, and I apologize. We should dedicate
a show to that where you just respond.
Should we?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we should. Like maybe like 25 minutes or so, we just respond because there are a lot of emails that we've been getting. And when I say a lot of emails, I mean like a handful of emails that I've just been ignoring because.
Ah, so she said.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. So
we're like, after the Dusty Griff, spam my mailbox.
So anyways,
I have no filters.
Send your emails to RadioRyeBread@gmail.com. We'll read them on our next show, which is this Thursday, if you're catching this on Tuesday at the podcast. Let's move right along. We only have a few more minutes left in the show, unfortunately. What I want to do, I just want to get this out of the way, Brian. I want to do something quickly. I think you know what this is called. What is it called? Yeah, we'll just do plugs.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to Rye Bread Radio, the last voice of reason in a sea of fools. And now, with these fools, Akeem Lawenson and the Rye Guys.
Oh, hey, now,
Okay, so David, what do you want to plug?
I want to plug Dice.
Oh, nice!
I want to plug Dice.
I give you a clap up for that bring back. That was a good one.
That's it.
I was going to do it.
I want to plug them up.
Stop beating me to the punch.
Plug them up.
Jeez.
Then I want to punch them with my love.
With or without a wife beater on.
Either way. Either way.
But I want to thank you for doing this. Check him out at Himmel Inc.
Himmel Inc. HIMMELINK.com.
We have a link on the website. And go back and listen to some of the other episodes that he was on. He's been on some very, very good ones.
You've go find some... his NPR show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All you Ira Glassheads.
Yeah, he was on This American Life.
Ira Glassblower.
You sound very young on that, by the way.
I was 19.
Yeah, you sound like...
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Like you sniffed a cooch once. Only once, though. Like, oh, that's what it smells
well,
like.
There were many young campers there.
Oh, come on, Brian. Jeez. He don't do that.
And he's like, smell test. He's like, I want to drink this bug juice. And you're like, first you got to pay the piper.
That's not how Himmel sounded back then.
True.
Okay, he talked like this.
It's on the NPR.
Well, here, let's plug this. Let's plug, since summer is coming up, and we're talking about summer camp there, buy my book. It's almost a year old now already.
Oh, wow.
But really? Buy my book at Amazon. You can get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or, you know. It's called A Camp Story. Buy it. It's cheap. It's on sale right now on Amazon.
You can get about like 12% off.
Yeah, it's like $15 as opposed to the 20 or whatever the hell. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check it out. We'll have a link on our website. He's a good man. You're a good man for putting up with the nonsense that we toss at you each and every time you're on the show.
Hey, man. I love doing this.
I don't know why you put up with this nonsense,
it's
though.
Better than trying to dust off my girlfriend's
groove,
whatever the hell it's called. Yeah.
Look, I don't
God,
use that.
God, I have allergies, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that is bad. The dust particles that get in the air.
See, horrible. You both.
You need an air purifier while you're doing this.
We got a few more minutes.
If you don't have it, you're screwed.
A few more minutes left in the show. I just want to cover this real quick. You two, all right, Himmel and Sweeney here, you both went to a suburban high school, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I went to a more urban high school
now
in the city.
Our suburban school is now... almost all black or something. Like, it's the demographics.
There was a white flight.
Yeah.
There was a white flight.
It was a beautiful nirvana. Mm-hmm. There were, like, four black people.
Yeah.
And
Daryl Collins.
Yeah. It was just white people and Asians.
A lot of Indians.
Living in harmony. Yes.
So this is the reason why you all didn't have the exploits that I had.
Because black people don't know how to have sex.
Yeah, that's so true.
But once we
you
discover...
You never hear about black people having
Brian,
sex.
Once we discover it... Man,
it's
all bets
on.
Are off.
It's
yeah.
just load blowing.
Then you're having sex with trees in parks while waiting for the bus.
Then you have to appear before a judge because of back child support with 11 different women, three of which you can't even name.
But at least you're making a lot of money in the NBA.
or selling your demo tape on the streets.
Either you're selling crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot.
Is this a true thing?
It's according to Biggie.
Okay, because I think I do.
God, he was ugly.
He was black and ugly.
Yeah.
Heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever.
That's right. I never made a comic book popper. That was my impression.
That was all right.
Was it good?
That sounded like the guy from Fat Albert. He was like, dooba deeba boo boo bee.
But yeah, so that's the difference between the three of us, okay? I went to a more urban high school, so this is probably the reason why I explored more and had more opportunity to do so.
You didn't explore more. You just did stuff wrong. We were exploring.
Stop saying wrong. It's not wrong if it feels good.
Okay.
Well, that's tough to argue with. But
yeah, thank you.
I feel like...
And on that note.
I feel like it's bad for the vagina to have foreign objects like or underwear shoved inside of it because
from
of
America.
You guys.
It's like toxic shock syndrome.
I'm from America.
You said foreign objects.
Oh. Well, yes, women date Americans.
Oh, you cannot date me?
Support us.
It's okay to have my foreign object inside you.
All the manufacturing jobs have left, ladies.
If you don't have sex with an American, the terrorists have won. You blew up Boston.
Yeah.
If you see a green card anywhere on a guy, just no. Turn the other way.
Just
no. Be like, I'm not going to let him touch my groove. That's my dusty... Dusty groove.
What do you call? I really don't understand why you
when
guys don't
I
get that reference.
When I go down, when I get on a vagina,
dusty groove.
I look at it and then I blow on it like an old book.
I get a Swiffer out.
I go.
Well, you know, well, this day and age, actually, back in 2012, another terminology that we now use came back. It was
back
brought back by a television show. You know, mossy patch. You used to call it a mossy patch. That's been brought back.
What television
people are saying
show?
That? America Horror Story.
Oh, that show sucked.
Yeah, yeah. Mossy Patch. Just a mossy patch down there.
When did
the
they say that?
The old man, he was about to bang.
In the first season?
The second one.
Oh, yeah.
He was about to bang one
that
of
took
the.
Took place in the 60s, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, let me show me your mossy patch.
But that's not right. That's wrong.
Really?
That
showing
means
mossy patches? Moss,
if, moss, if you have moss, if you have a patch of moss on a vagina, that's
beautiful.
You need to know. Go see a doctor.
No. No.
Air it out.
Or at least move around more. Because obviously you've just been
get
sedative.
Up off your ass. Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah.
You're probably one of those people that the couch has started growing into your skin.
Couch snatch.
Yeah. Richard Simmons has to come in and save your vagina.
But David, I want to thank you for doing this, man. As always, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for
this
doing
is fun.
This.
You're awesome.
Brian Sweeney.
Also awesome.
Also super awesome. Check us out at our website. We can plug stuff, but if you're already listening to the show, you already know where to find it.
This was like an episode of Loveline.
This was. This was a twisted, weird. Yeah.
It was an episode of Loveline?
Yes.
No, they would have eaten me alive. I would never talk about this stuff with those two.
God.
I have no problems. That's the thing. It's not a problem. I'm just telling you guys.
Dr. Drew wouldn't have... He'd be like...
This is the most interesting case ever.
I don't think it's a problem. Yeah, he'd be like, Jesus Christ. I'm going to get published for this one.
A Pulitzer. But this episode's toast! I want to thank you guys for listening to our crazy stories and the mundane sex that my two friends here are having.
Yes, the boring sex.
The boring sex.
Totally bore. It's a bore fest. What you guys
We're
are
like
doing.
Three holes. Oh, God. How can we spice this up with a non-lubricated anything?
I get it. I'm going to shove a ball of panties into her crotch.
Which is fun.
Shove it inside of her.
Yeah. It's going to be like people who lose the cap on their gas in cars. I'm just going to use a rag and shove it in.
Make a Molotov cocktail out of my girlfriend's vagina. That's what I'm going to do. Not just my girlfriend.
don't set it on fire, though.
Oh, what? No, who's the mundane one?
Yeah, this is how David and I roll. 1979, babies.
Burn it up.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Take care. Bye.